Woo, all right. Rev, how's it going?
I'm so good. How are you?
Oh, really good. And yeah, r really good to talk to you today. It's really nice to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
I'll start by saying I really think your songs have been like a breath of fresh air on Canadian radio.
Oh, I so appreciate that. That's one of the highest compliments you could give me. Thank you.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, seriously, I've only been in radio for about like a little less than 10 years, and honestly, like there hasn't been a lot of people like you that I've heard, and I just gotta say, so nice to hear something like that.
I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I've just been loving contemporary love so much. I don't know if anybody has described this yet, but it reminds me of like a really cool like makeup or perfume commercial from the 90s that would be used in like a movie.
That's really fun. That's the first I've heard, but that is a very applicable situation, and I welcome that.
Okay, cool. I'm glad you like that. I just I that's gonna be a song that's gonna be featured on your upcoming album, Saturn Return, correct?
Correct.
Can you tell us a bit about your upcoming album?
Sure. So Saturn Return is my debut album that comes out on October 20th this year. It is my love letter to dance music. It's my love letter to Montreal as a proud Montrealer. And with this album, I really wanted to show people that dance is such a multifaceted genre that, there's this kind of common misconception that, dance music is one thing. It's big room. It's, the stuff that you hear at festivals on the main stage, but it's just so much more versatile than that. There's so many subgenres that are beautiful and exciting and that can exist out even outside a nightclub. And so that's the kind of the feel of the album. It's just like taking all of my favorite parts of every dance subgenre and telling the stories and exploring the conversations or the stories inspired by conversations that have turned into songs through living in Montreal for my whole life. And the title of this album is Saturn Return, which refers to an astrological event that happens in a person's life around, 27 to 30 years old, where all the planets go back to the exact point as, they were when you were born. And they say that this time is usually a huge period of growth for a person. You really align with your ultimate path and your ultimate truth, and anything that's not meant for you kind of falls away, and it shapes who you're going to be for the rest of your life, even more so than the previous years. So,
Wow.
yeah. So I thought that it would be an appropriate title because I'm going into that period now, and all of the stories that are told on this album kind of have really, they were what shaped me.
I'm really excited that that you said that you're just kind of having fun with it, and it's like a love letter to where you grew up and stuff, because it really does show in your songs. It sounds like you're having fun with your songs, which I don't think a lot of people are really like good at in modern music.
I think that, music has always been my first form of therapy and release. And if you can't have fun with it, then I think that you might be doing something wrong. It's supposed to feel good. It's supposed to feel like soul food. And for me, it definitely does.
Absolutely. It should feel like you're adding some soul points to your soul, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. I don't make music or anything like that, but what is it like to make and release a full album? What's it like to make like a full album as opposed to just releasing the single songs?
Full LPs are so rare in like this day and age because we're such a singles driven market right now. And I grew up listening to albums cover to cover, and so did my parents. That's where my love from that stems from. Like, they taught me that there's a story that's meant to be told here, and we got to listen to it as it was meant to be told by the author. And so I think that I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to tell the full story versus just, snippets of it, chapters of it.
I
So
love that.
I'm just really, really proud to be able to. Yeah.
That's awesome. Like you, I love front to backing albums. There's something about the story within that album, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You might have to think on this one, so I apologize for springing this on you, but you've won Juno Award, you've had music and video games, and like you were on a TV show, and like it seems like there's just the world, like to sound like my dad, the world's your oyster or something like that. Is there like a next challenge that you're looking for that you want to accomplish or anything you're setting your sights for?
I think just being able to expand our reach and just communicate and connect with with more and more people on a global scale. I think that's the ultimate goal, is just to, you know, to be able to tour in places that I haven't toured yet and to connect with, you know, audiences around the world. Like, that's the next big step for me. That's what I'm most excited about.
Oh, that's really cool. Is there a favorite place to play live that you've played so far?
Well, I'm going to be biased and say that Montreal has the best crowds.
Yeah.
Because we have the loudest crowd. But yeah, so a hometown show is always my favorite. But anywhere in Canada, everybody is so warm. Every single show this summer has been so incredible. So it's like, you know, of course I'm biased towards Montreal, but I can't choose another favorite kid, you know?
I absolutely understand. There's just something about that hometown passion, right?
Oh, definitely.
It would be wonderful to see you live here. Do you have any sights set for an Alberta tour maybe in the possible future, or something you can say or not say?
I definitely do plan on touring this album. When? I know, but you will need to find out.
Okay, sounds good. So we'll keep an eye on that, and I'm super excited for your album Saturn Return. October 20th, is there anything else you'd like to add, Rev?
I'm just how grateful I am for everybody who tunes in and, you know, pumps the radio tunes, for you guys for pumping the radio tunes. I couldn't be more grateful. Like, it's the best part of the job to just hear your stories and to have you connect and reach out to me online as you do. So I just really, really appreciate you guys listening and loving it.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And hey, I appreciate this chance to talk to you today. This is my favorite part of my week so far.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. This has been so awesome talking to you as well.
Thank you so much. And if there's any other things we can ever talk about, feel free to reach out. And yeah, I'd love to talk to you again, Rev.
Great. Likewise.
And Rev, there was something else that you wanted to say, and it was something that we definitely didn't set up beforehand or anything like that. It was all on your own accord, right? What did you want to say again?
Hey, this is Rev, and you're listening to Harley.
It was a pure delight to talk to you, and I seriously can't wait to download your album.
Oh, thank you so much.
Hey, that was my friend Rev. I'm Harley, and Rev's new album, Saturn Return, is out now.